Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Quizmaster Lee. I'm joined by Quizmaster Mark Davis in the house.
52, baby.
53.
No,
52.
52.
You're right, 52.
Oh, you're fucking my shit
bad.
Up.
My bad. No, I'm fucking my shit up because I thought we were going to celebrate this episode. But we have a one-year anniversary special episode coming your way next week.
Indeed.
Yeah, it is going to be our debut in the international trivia scene.
We're dabbling.
As players, we were lucky enough to play Adam's World Trivia at Fashioning Beer in the Jilin province in Chengchun, China.
Oof.
Say that. I did all that off memory, too.
Yeah, well, thank God, yeah.
And I'm sure I mispronounced it, but... yeah, we're going to be doing some international trivia, me and Mark, next week. So check that out as a celebratory for our 1 year. But today, we have two returning guests in the studio. We have Jamie and Eric returning, joining us again. Thanks again for joining us.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
By the way.
Hello.
Again, once more.
I'm Eric.
Hi.
Yeah. You might remember them from fabulous episodes that I can't remember the name of right now.
Neither can I, but good ones.
Jamie was on the Little Black Book of Regretful Team Names
episode. I think Eric was on Iphonio.
Yes, you were on Iphonio.
Wow, look at that. Together, we were able to suss it out.
We sussed. We just did some sussing. But thanks for joining us again, guys. Eric, you've been able to make it out to some live trivia this week. In fact, you were on the winning team at my event, Bury Me Brewing.
Well, two rounds. I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Oh, you're right.
We won in the first two rounds.
That's right.
But Russ's team won.
No, they didn't win either. It was the new team, the newcomers. Now, I had mostly returning teams, actually, at Bury Me. There was one newcomer team, and they did terribly the first two rounds, but then, like, came back at the end. They were well within my purview. I could see them, you know,
but
the whole time.
Early?
They didn't cheat. No, they won.
Oh,
Team Paramotor.
I could have sworn you said Hackerspace won the third round.
So this is what happened. Hackerspace actually, I announced them as the winner, but they came up and said, I think you need to check our answer sheet again. And they did have one word it was a three word. I was looking for, the question was, what is the name of the colorful landmark that exists in Red Square in Moscow that was built under Ivan the Terrible's rule? Mm-hmm. Jamie, Mark, do you guys know the answer to this?
I do.
Nope.
Well, you were there.
The colorful landmark?
Yeah. It's a famous landmark in Moscow in Red Square.
The first thing I thought of...
that was built under Ivan the Terrible's rule.
Is the Rainbow Bridge, but that's from Thor.
And from dogs dying.
Oh, thanks. That's nice.
No, I don't know.
It is St. Basil's Cathedral.
Okay.
But Hackerspace wrote down St. Peter's Cathedral... which I glanced at and assumed it was the correct answer.
You just saw Satan Cathedral.
Wow.
What a bunch of honest chaps.
You took Peter for Basil.
It was a big goof on my part, obviously.
Big goof.
So I had to, you know, announce the real winners. And
now we know what kind of hackers they are. They're white hat hackers. Because, you know, a black hat hacker would be like, heck yeah, we won.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. I've always wondered about what type of hackers they are. Now we know they're definitely white hat hackers.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to apologize for my error, and I got them an extra gift card for their honesty.
Nice. Well,
just a little something, you know, because it's disappointing. You know,
a little something.
We had a La La Land Moonlight situation, basically, if you remember the Oscars from 2018.
Or Steve Harvey's flub.
Yeah. But how'd you enjoy being on Team Moist? You were with Team Moist, right?
Yeah. They're a bunch of great guys and lady.
Yeah.
Cooper, I just met her. But the other three gentlemen I've known for a few years. They're always good time. Max, Tom, and Mike, or Kool-Aid. I don't know
what it goes. Couple coworkers.
We can call him Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
We'll call you Fro. We'll call him Kool-Aid.
Yeah. And her name was Cooper, I think.
Yeah. Cooper. Yep. So thanks for coming out. Hope you join us again.
I'm glad I was able to do that. I'm on vacation now.
Right.
So right now this week. So I was able to, because normally I work nights and I'm usually asleep by the time you guys start your trivias.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you could wake up at 5 a.m. like we did and play Trivia in China, you know, if that's more your thing. There's Skype. You might have
nights
at work.
I'm working. Probably
when you say nights, it's like morning nights.
That's my like crunch hour. Like normally I'm working.
Take a lunch crunch.
Yeah.
Do some triv.
Yeah.
And Jamie, you're always doing good at Mark's Trivia Nice Guys on Wednesdays. You're usually on the top team there.
Usually.
Mm-hmm.
As of late, we have slid down the mountain a bit.
Yeah.
Hit a little bit of a skid.
We've had a rough patch recently, but, you know, it only gives us somewhere to build, somewhere to grow.
Right. You're not going to give up.
Oh, no.
No.
Never giving up.
But your true prowess is in crafting team names, I would say. Boy. Like, you're good at trivia, but team names are really your specialty. That's right.
We just show up to debut the name, really.
Yeah. So what's your theme usually for that? How do you construct a good team name for any of our players that are listening that usually get stumped? Because, like, I have teams that, you know, they have the same old team name. It's kind of boring and dusty, you know.
Well, honestly, and I don't know why we got started on this, but we started bastardizing movie names, mm-hmm. movie titles.
Yeah.
And it's been almost a year. We haven't stopped. Mm. And so we actually just brainstorm as much as we can. We text them back and forth, Fletcher and I, or Kristen and I. Oh,
so this is a recurring thing.
Oh, yes.
It's throughout the week you're working,
like,
on
it could just be like a random Tuesday.
Okay.
When I'm up in the club on a Tuesday.
Right.
You know, I text
on a
them.
Tuesday.
For example.
Do you know the name of that artist, by the way?
Oh.
That worked with Drake on that? It was his song, and then Drake put himself all over it.
Nope.
Atlanta rapper. Do you know?
DJ Khaled did?
No. Yeah, he did. Drake did. It's I Love McConan. Who's actually had an interest in opera as a child and then discovered hip hop. Like, his grandmother, like, kind of raised him and
what if you just mildly enjoy McConan?
No, you got to love McConan. It's all one word, too. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a VH1 show.
Going up on a Tuesday. He's got a new album out. Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt. But yeah, you're working on these. No, okay. These
so we'll just, we'll come up with an idea and we'll go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And we'll end up with a list sometimes of 10 or 12. In fact, Kristen and Fletcher weren't here this week, so I went back to our old text messages and I was like, let me pick one that they weren't a fan of
that
I can finally use.
Do you want to workshop some right now? I've got some movies here. Maybe you could just go on the fly. How about Scream?
Cream.
Oh.
The Shawshank Redemption.
The Soft Spank Redemption.
Ooh. Nice. Mm. Jurassic Park.
Okay, we've done this one, and I believe it was Jurassic Pork.
Mission Impossible.
This is one we haven't used yet, so I don't want to tell you. Or did we use it?
Oh, you've got one in the can. You got one ready.
I can't remember if we used it or not. Oh, Fletcher, forgive me if we haven't used it, but this is one of Fletcher's, and it was Missionary Impossible.
I think you did use that.
I think we did.
Missionary Impossible.
How about 12 Angry Men?
12 Angry Men.
12 Bangry Men.
Oh, God.
12 Horny Men?
No, he had one for this. He did have one for this, but I can't remember what it is. It's in my text log, though.
All right, let's come back to it.
Nah, that one stumped me. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Space Jam.
How about 12 Bangry Men?
12 Bangry Men is good.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I said that.
Oh, sorry.
What's the Space Jam?
Space Jam.
Space Cram
is good. I would go with that. We like to change as little as we can. Right. Like, most of the time, I will go a little more elaborate, and Fletcher's like, no, we must only change one word.
Like, he wouldn't accept, like, Space Jam it up my ass.
No, it's too much.
Yeah,
I would go that route.
I like
route.
That, though. Yeah,
I would go
funny.
That route, but he wouldn't. Yeah. Like, one of the ones I suggested was Mad Max Furry Chode instead of Mad Max Fury Road.
That's
but he
good.
Was like, no, changing too many words. He just, for some reason, he's really fixated on, like, a one-word change.
Wow. Mm.
Well, but it's still up for debate.
It's subtle. He's a subtle...
Yeah, he likes to sneak it right in, like a light fog.
Mm. Well, thanks for exploring the art form us on the team name. Appreciate it, Jamie. And
You're welcome.
Thanks to both of you for coming on the show. Let's go ahead and take care of our weekly wrap-up real quick.
Let's do it.
Okay. At my weekly wrap-up at Gather on Tuesday night, June 25th, Summer Girls beat 16 other teams with a high score of 52 points. At Bury Me Brewing Company on Wednesday, Team Paramotor, as we discussed earlier, actually did beat Team Hackerspace and 8 other teams with 74 points total. And then on Thursday, at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in Cape Coral, Florida, on June 27th, Barnacle Heads won with 69 points. Kyle was there.
Hey,
nice. Yeah, Kyle was there. She got 84 points, but we are retiring her standings now that she's taken such an interest in trivia.
Gotcha.
And we're going to be rolling that down. But Barnacle Heads are official winners on that.
And she has unmitigated access to your questions and answers.
She's been elbow deep in your repository.
There's some mitigation occurring.
Oh, is there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a per quiz basis.
Okay.
You know, that way she has the opportunity to play if she wants, you know. But Anyway.
I bet she does.
That's how the sausage is made, if you know what I'm saying. Oh. Mark, how did your teams do over at Trivia on Wednesday night in Nice Guys?
They did well. Jamie actually teamed up with Eric, and they played together as
this guy.
The team Teenage Mutant Ninja Turd Holes.
Nice.
But that was one of those Fletcher would not go for.
Right. So
you just like getting to order my Some Like It Hot pizza.
I see.
I had to wait till Fletcher was gone.
You're very polite.
You know, I'm a team player.
Yeah.
So they won the second round, but the team that won the first and ultimately the third rounds was Spicy Water. A friend of mine, Zach, who works for me, and his girlfriend and two of their friends came and just had one of those Slumdog nights. One of my questions was how many different weapons are used in fencing, and I heard one of them go, oh, 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 like they just...
Yeah.
It was just...
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
So, how many different weapons are used?
Yes.
Not styles.
There are three different, like, styles are based around their weapons.
Three.
Yeah.
Yep. Epi... Foil?
Epee.
I'm sorry.
I believe.
Epee?
I was foil. Corrected. Yep.
And, ooh, do you guys know the third one?
Yes.
Oh, please help me.
Saber.
Saber. How could I forget?
help me by giving me the answer because you were there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But we did get it. In our
defense, I thought you were asking me what's
but the third just, one. Just to clarify, we did get that question correct.
No, we got the number, yeah. But
yeah, because he asked the number, right, but yeah, we did miss
we misstate
a style.
I think.
Yeah, we called it something else.
Yeah. I do not generally give a bunch of extra information like you do about the answers, but that one I found it so interesting because I never knew.
Congratulations to Spicy Water.
Yes.
And our other teams who came out to do the trivia this week. If you want to play No Nonsense Trivia live in the coming weeks, you have a few opportunities to do so.
Tell them about it.
Tuesday, July 2nd, we'll be back at Gather in Cape Coral for some ladies' night trivia, No Nonsense style. That starts at 7 p.m. Come check out a wide range of delicacies and delights in food and drink. Last week, they were serving a few treats. They had an oven-roasted red beet salad. Ooh. Fresh sea scallop a la plancha.
Ooh.
Marinated lamb loin skewers. Lamb loin, there's a team name for you. And roasted porcini mushrooms and shrimp risotto, plus a variety of appetizers.
Risotto, that's fancy rice.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's the rice that you just, you take rice, which is kind of boring, and you put all the goodness into
it. That ain't no kind of rice-a-roni. Yeah.
So you can enjoy that with your trivia on Tuesday nights at Gather. Wednesday, July 3rd, 2019, will be at Bury Me Brewing Company at 7 p.m. The Meat Cottage will be there with their authentic German food offering. The final no-nonsense wager question will be The Simpsons, selected by Leaving Soon.
Sorry, you said the Meat Cottage.
Yeah, that's the
name. That's the meat.
Have you ever been to the Meat Cottage, Jamie?
Very personally. You know, there was this one time.
He's been to a Meat Cottage.
I can't believe it at that.
Well, you should try the Meat Cottage. This is the capital T.
I'm sorry, that's so immature.
Yeah, you would like it.
You said Meat Cottage, and I just couldn't stop giggling.
Yes, it's
John. Oh,
yeah,
they
got.
Is that cultural appropriation? Because two gingers are saying German stuff?
No, that's how they talk. That's exactly how they talk, actually. Yeah.
One guy, he knows...
It's the Becker family. The Becker family owns the Meat Cottage.
Becker.
And,
Becker, I didn't know that was German.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I'm delicious. Down. Let's do it. Field trip.
Yeah. As far as I know, maybe they're lying to me. They make the food pretty good.
You leave the restaurant, they're like, goodbye, leave, we will see you next time. God, thank God he's gone.
After Bury Me Brewing Company on Wednesday night, go see Mark Davis at Nice Guys Pizza, that show starting at 9 p.m.
Please stop by.
Yeah, and then we're taking Thursday, July 4th off at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar for the holiday, but we will be returning the following Thursday, July 9th at 7:30 p.m. The Meat Cottage will be in the house on that evening as well. The final category that night will be Silver Age Comics, selected by Funoku. Funoku is a returning team that got to check that out. And then the following Monday after that, we will be debuting at our newest venue.
Ooh.
Palace Pub and Wine Bar, located in Cape Coral, Florida. Palace is owned and operated by our friends Ryan and Naomi, and recently opened in downtown Cape Coral. They just had a nice write-up in our local paper, The News Press.
Saw that.
We'll post a link to that in our show notes, so you can check that out and see the space. Join us on Monday, July 15th at 7 p.m. for a no-nonsense trivia challenge at The Palace.
Boudoir.
Not to be confused, for local listeners, the Palace Roller Rink.
No, correct. That I've been going there for years. Are they even open still?
I don't know.
They were a childhood
hangout. I believe you can rent it out, or they'll open for private events, but that's it, which is really sad.
That is sad.
We met,
anyways,
we
peace and love a night to there. The Palace
yes.
Roller Rink, and also to the Palace Pub and Wine Bar in downtown Cape. You can find more information out about that and all of our live events online at nononsensetrivia.com. All of the no-nonsense events are free to play, and you can win prizes after every round. Join us.
Won't you?
Who in the fuck were you taking on there? What was
that? I don't
know.
I just I was like, there's enough people here that we can put some.
That was like Sam Kinison and Louis Armstrong had a baby.
I just went deep for that one into my mind.
Macho
palace.
Man Randy Savage here.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Won't you? You're going to join us, won't you? Won't you, brother? You.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back in round one, finally, with some trivia. We're back, and we're going to get in some trivia with Jamie and Eric.
Yes.
But first, a question from Mark.
Hello. This is for the three of you. I just did a weird burp.
The three of us.
How are you doing?
I'm very
Knock
sorry.
Knock us off a star. That's one star gone.
All right. Too many mouth noises, too much burp sound.
You will be leaving us a review, won't you?
Question number one. What is the only nation that borders both Morocco and Tunisia? What is the only nation that borders both Morocco and Tunisia?
I have a guess.
What's your guess?
I know my African geography is not strong, but if it borders two countries,
mm-hmm.
which I'm assuming based on the question are like, how does it border both? I'm thinking in North Africa? Mm-hmm. Egypt.
I was going to say it is North Africa, right?
Egypt, yes.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's like
See, I
one
always
side is
that-
the coast and then the other sides are...
Yeah, I always thought Morocco was on the northwest part of Africa, though, isn't
yes.
it?
Well, and Egypt's very large, so it probably mm-hmm. takes up the...
Well, there's, side. Like, isn't there, like, Libya and a couple other countries in between Egypt and on the Mediterranean coast?
Sure.
I don't know. Knee-jerk on with Lee.
Like, I'm just saying that's the first answer that came to mind. I mm-hmm. don't know for sure. But I don't have any stronger yeah. inclinations towards another answer.
I would say yeah. knee-jerk reaction, I thought Egypt.
Okay.
How do you, how, like, how's
I'm,
your
I'm
geography?
I'm going towards Libya.
Yeah?
I'm going towards Libya, yeah. I think, yeah. I know, I'm not 100% sure where Tanzania is, but, yeah.
Do we have to be unified in our answer, yeah. or can we go?
Well, we should be.
Yeah.
We should okay. be.
I mean, if you guys, you know, if you feel Egypt, I'll go with your answer.
For some
reason, I'm not 100%, so.
For some reason, I thought that Libya was in the north,
just northwest.
And yeah. I thought Morocco was in the northeast part of Africa.
I
could be wrong.
Isn't it just south of Spain? Isn't Morocco just south of Spain? Or is that a different country? Am I thinking of something else?
Oh, you know
else?
What? Morocco was colonized by the French, which is close to Spain.
Well, Northern Africa is much closer to the Mediterranean countries than we actually realize.
And all those countries were getting everywhere back then.
They all kinds of.
Not to be close or anything. Right. If you feel better about Libya than Egypt, and you're saying that, because I don't know for sure. I do not know for sure. So if you're saying you feel better about Libya than Egypt, then I'm inclined to go with your answer.
Okay.
I mean, I'll just acquiesce.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Libya is our answer.
So Libya is closer. Libya does go against Tunisia, but the correct answer was Algeria.
Old Algiers.
So Morocco is in the northwest, and Tunisia's right at the tippy top. You could swim to Italy. I mean, it would take you a while.
Okay,
I believe it's
Algeria
pronounced
is the one that's right between them.
Got some studying.
Italia.
To do. Got some studying.
All right.
I have an animals question for you guys. Question
Ooh, the band
animals? No.
Oh, okay.
An actual animal.
Meow.
Which aquatic mammal
Ooh.
Has at more than 1 million hairs per square inch? the world's thickest fur? What aquatic
when
mammal?
When I think of aquatic mammals with fur, I'm thinking straight to that sea cow, manatee.
I'm going a little off here.
Oh boy.
I'm going to say it's the baleen whale because the humpback whale rather. Baleen I think is a type of whale because the baleen teeth I'm not 100% sure but they might be considered fur. But I'm not 100% sure.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
I don't think baleen would be considered fur.
Oh. You know what else? We're also going porpoise. We're going the orca level. Why don't we go the sea otter?
I was thinking otter.
Yeah.
I was thinking that it had to be. Because something with that dense of fur has to be somewhere cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, aquatic mammal.
Yeah.
A polar bear wouldn't be considered an aquatic mammal, would it?
See, I think they spend most of their on the ice. Life, you know, on the land.
Whatever's
left of it.
See, to me, an aquatic mammal is something that lives predominantly in the water. If it's aquatic, you're thinking like, you know, you got your whales, you got your dolphins, you got your...
Yeah, but dolphins and whales all have slick skin.
That's why I'm saying that manatee is looking real good.
Manatee
right now.
Has slick skin.
No. Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever touch a manatee?
Have you? Because you can see their scars when they get hit by propellers.
I have fur. Lee's got fur, but if I cut him, you'd see his scar. Fur, but
I mean, I would not consider them as a furry thing. Sea otter is my guess.
I like sea otter better than baleen.
All right, again, I will acquiesce in the name of... Wasn't there an episode all about that, acquiescing to go with your team? Just not to be difficult, I will acquiesce, but I...
Well, because you know you don't know.
I know I don't know for sure, but I think my guess is better than your guess.
And it might be, but... I'm telling you, I've seen my fair share of manatees, and I don't think they have fur.
Well, they do. I mean, that's one of the classifications for a mammal is that they have fur, but they don't have 1,000 or whatever per inch.
I guess I'm thinking of thick fur.
Yeah, any amount of hair is
first of all
fur
is murder. 1,000. We're talking a million hairs. A million hairs per square inch.
A million hairs.
A million.
That's okay.
I just want to clarify that fact for you.
Because
when you're thinking 1,000.
Amelie.
Oh, man.
So good.
Thanks.
Wheezy.
All right. I don't.
I mean,
I'm still going with.
I'm going to go with sea otter because when I think of. I don't know.
You don't think it's sea otter?
I've said my piece.
Why is it you don't think it's sea otter?
I wasn't just, clear. You know, that really, really furry thing.
He's working off intuition here.
It my gut. I think it's too basic bitch of an answer to be like, ooh, look, super brown little furry man is the guy. No. Yeah. I think it's too basic. It's too obvious.
I just don't know how thin their hair is. That's a lot and for a square inch.
Let's see how this unfolds.
Yeah, that's my only...
Let's go with otter. I'll acquiesce.
Do you want to go with manatee?
Oh, no. I'm not going with manatee. No, not at all. Manatee is straight.
Just
out.
So you know,
I'd rather
Eric,
go with humpback whale.
Eric,
before.
Eric will never acquiesce.
I will.
Oh, he's acquiesced.
He's
acquiesced many times.
Yeah,
we're gonna go with sea otter.
Jamie, you've done right by your team by acquiescing. The answer is sea otter.
Damn
sea
it.
Otter is the answer.
I totally thought you were going to say manatee. You just had this sneaky ass look on your face.
I thought you were going to say it. I was literally going to gloat hard.
No. I think this is a perfect example. This is a perfect example of when to, you know, even if your intuition is
just
telling you, if you don't know for sure and somebody, this is the secret to winning trivia, I think. Really.
Yeah.
It's the secret is like knowing your own confidence level and ranking it against the confidence of your teammates and figuring out who's the most confident here.
But I'll tell you, it feels real good though. If you would have said manatee, I would have just sat here with a shittiness grin looking at both these fools like,
oh, of course that feels good. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would have fed you all the shit that you wanted.
Thank you. Thank you.
Eric,
you got a question?
Oh, yes.
One of your many?
Okay. So I'm going this. You may get this pretty easily because it was sort of a viral thing this week. Tom Holland has the reputation for spoiling his MCU movies, Marvel Cinematic Universe. But when his co-star of his infamously revealed the twist to his own movie the night before its 1989 premiere, what is that actor or actress?
They revealed the twist before its 1989 premiere?
The night before.
Huh.
His co-star?
Let's see who's in that one.
Co-star in one of Tom Holland's movies.
Now, is it one of Tom Holland's MCU movies?
Ooh.
Yes. Ooh. Okay.
Now, I just saw something on Facebook this morning that the Tim Burton original Batman with Jack Nicholson and
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Hello,
I'm Michael Keaton. But came out in 1989, and I know that he was in the most recent, from last year, whatever, he was the...
Homecoming.
Yeah, he was the Spider-Man villain, right?
Homecoming.
He played Vulture. He was Vulture, so...
That is true. 1989 is the release year of Batman, and Michael Keaton was... in it. I don't remember him spoiling it, but those facts line up. I feel good about that.
I think it's funny that I would have seen that this morning.
The other actor that I was thinking of first would be Robert Downey Jr., who was popular in the late 80s. He was working quite a bit, but I can't think of a movie in 89 spoiled. That he would have spoiled.
He could have given like away St. the
Elmo's
end of
Fire.
Was he in Back that? To School with Rodney Dangerfield.
Right? Spoiled.
No, he wasn't in Back to School.
Yeah, he was. He was the son's best friend.
Was he? Holy shit.
If it wasn't that movie, it was another movie. But was they this? Definitely shared
No, I'm pretty sure he was the son's best friend.
Right.
He ran around with a football helmet on all the time.
This was before Chaplin?
Oh, way before Chaplin.
Because that would be great, him going from an Oscar nomination. Or did he win for Chaplin? I know he's nominated.
I don't know, but it was way before. He was
also, would he spoil him Back to School? It's like, guys, don't tell anybody, but he gets the degree.
The triple Indy, dude.
Let's go with Batman. Or we're asking for the actor.
The actor,
yeah. Michael Keaton.
Let's say Michael Keaton.
It was Michael Keaton.
Yes.
Yeah.
He revealed on The Late Show with David Letterman that, spoiler alert, okay, if you haven't seen Batman, the original movie,
yes,
I'm giving people a little time to pause and skip 10 seconds.
Vicky Vale.
Is nobody? That he revealed that Joker killed Bruce's parents, Martha and Thomas Wayne.
Oh, man. You ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah.
That's just something I say to all my friends.
It's a very weak spoiler. It's like, okay, like, yeah.
And right. Does anybody remember the soundtrack to that movie?
So that's happened.
Yeah. It was entirely done by Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Mm-hmm.
Prince is not his best work, in my
opinion. Also, guess who else?
But he's still good.
Guess who else was in Back to School?
Who?
Kurt Vonnegut.
Wow.
Yes, professor? Because he helped cheat on one of his papers. I love this movie.
How crazy. I gotta see that again.
He's done cameos in a couple of movies.
Huh.
I remember seeing him in something else.
Okay, don't ask me. I remember Rodney Dangerfield's character in that movie's name was Thornton Mellon.
Yep. one of my friends on Facebook, his name is Thornton Mellon as like a
nom de plume.
That movie like shaped my comedic.
I had such a thing for Sally so Kellerman. Early on. I don't know what it was about her, but
Hot Lips Houlihan, right?
All right, let's get another question.
Jimmy, talking about Hot Lips Houlihan.
Dude, that's from MASH. Okay, you're the one who said she gave you a childhood erection. I didn't say that.
That's our episode title.
Is it my turn? Mark's childhood erection. All right, my turn.
Yeah.
4th of July is coming up, so in that vein, what color of firework holds the distinction of being the rarest and the most expensive? Mm. What color firework is the rarest and most expensive?
Ooh. This is a good question. I like this question a lot. Thank you.
I know... that blue is really, and as far as dyes go, I don't know about fireworks, but I know that blue is a pretty expensive color as far as like manufacturing it in paints and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's so rare in Earth, you know, in the world, and I believe red is the cheapest, but other than white. So I'm going to go with blue.
Blue sounds good to me. I'm trying to think of color fireworks I've seen. And I don't think I've seen much blue.
Mm-hmm. And just from a color theory perspective, you're going to use red, yellow, and blue to make all the other colors. So you can't say you know, purple, orange, or what am I missing here?
Green.
Green. Mm-hmm. Because they're all, they all use the primaries in order to make them. So going
that's a really good point.
Going with a base color.
Well, it's funny because green was the first thing that came to my mind. And you'd need blue to make green.
Right.
So if you, if I noticed right off that green was not one that was used a lot, blue would be doubly so.
Right. Exactly.
Yellow, we see a lot, I feel like. Yeah.
Red and yellow.
And red. So yeah.
Yellow's like the basic one. Like you, you don't get no color.
Yeah. I like this. You want to go with blue?
White and yellow is pretty common. So
You want to go with blue? We're going to go with blue.
You are correct.
Nice.
And now here's some interesting fact about why it's blue.
Yeah.
What you're actually seeing, the color is the flame in the sky.
Really?
And it's chemicals, different chemicals that are added or compounds that are added to create the colored flame. It's not mixing certain colors of like a powder or a dye.
Oh, yeah. No.
So you can actually, it's much easier to make purple or orange because of the chemical compounds that turn the flame that color.
Right. But it's easier to make orange than purple because there's no blue in it.
Presumably. Well, you don't need the blue. It's a certain chemical. What the chemical is that it's a copper gas.
Oh.
So not the metallic copper, but copper in a gas form that creates the blue flame.
Oh.
And on top of that, what makes it the hardest to achieve and the most expensive is that it has to reach a very very specific temperature. If it goes 1 degree higher than that temperature, the flame actually goes clear and you can't see it.
Oh, that's insane.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So like, if you see a fireworks show and you're seeing some blue, they spent some serious money, or they're like legit, like, you know, Disney, they'd be showing them blues, and you buy, so you know Disney be buying them good.
Yeah, that's one of their main colors, right?
Oh.
So our sussing was misplaced, but it, we ended up
but on the you right ended place. Up on the, at the right place. Yeah.
That's cool.
No, I didn't want to, I know that it was like a, I just knew that in the dye world.
And it's kind of a funny, interesting joke in that field of pyrotechnics that even though everybody wants red, white, and blue, they can't really produce red, white, and blue, essentially.
Maybe it's a finale or something.
It's always like a hint off, you know, they can never hit the true color marks.
The true blue.
One day.
Here is your second question. Have you guys watched Perfect Bid? The documentary about it's called Perfect Bid, the contestant who knew too much, about the guy who, you guys should watch it, it's really, really good.
Oh, you were talking about this.
Yeah, it's basically about this guy who, and these people who would memorize all of the different things that you can bid on in The Price is Right. And they'd memorize, like, sheets and sheets of stuff because they would keep reusing the same boats.
I have to watch this.
It's amazing.
I don't know if that's what it was called, but yeah.
Wow. So yeah, it's definitely taken off and it started getting pretty popular. It's on Netflix. It's really, really good.
Insta watch.
Yeah. So my question for you is: in what year did Bob Barker retire?
Oh, okay. So Drew Carey took over.
He did
on The Price is Right as host. Bob Barker was still the host when Happy Gilmore came out, which was 98.
The Price is Wrong, bitch.
Exactly.
That is what he
classic
says.
Classic line.
So good.
The last great Adam Sandler movie.
when did the Drew Carey show end? Because it was shortly after that. It was like 2 or 3 years after that. So
98, 99?
I think it was a little later
than that. You're probably right.
I was going to say like 2010 or something.
It was still,
I was going to say 2005.
Really?
I don't know. That number just came into my head. I don't know. I have no basis whatsoever.
I would accept definitely 2003. Maybe 2004.
I was going to say, do we want to split the difference? Do you want to do 2004 since?
So we're looking for the Drew Carey show to be totally done so that he could go. There was no overlap.
I think he also did Whose Line Is It Anyway, actually, for a couple of years, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
He did that, and then Aisha Tyler took over.
He was doing both of those at the same time.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. He was doing all.
And also, like, Bob Barker's stint on Price is Right was like legendarily long, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, so I'm trying to think of like,
I want
to
say Bob,
40 years or something like.
I want to say he made it to 2003.
Okay.
I don't remember.
I feel like
it's not that I was a regular watcher of The Price is Right. I mean, I think it's one of those things everybody watched because
I think it's a little later. For some reason, I think it's later.
Yeah.
I think it's later.
You do?
I really do, because at the end there, he was super old, get super crotchety about everything.
Let's average our guesses together. I'm 2003.
I'm saying 10.
2010?
I am.
And I'm saying 2005, so the difference would be what, like 2007, 2006?
If you guys are both above me, I will meet you guys and say at least 2005. Let's do the average maybe between that, 2008, 2009. Or okay. if you're, how are you feeling about it?
I honestly.
2010, how's that don't know. Resonate with you?
All those numbers sound fantastic to me.
That was 10 years ago.
I love all of those numbers. I cherish them.
Think about your life 10 years ago. Is Bob Barker recently retired?
please don't.
In your mind? Like the news of the day, Bob Barker no longer. I
spent the
host.
Whole day crying.
10 years? That was a long time ago. All right.
Yeah, you know what? That might be a good 10 years because it's, you know, 10 years is a good round number. And Mark loves those round numbers.
Mark loves round numbers. So he also loves an anniversary type of a thing.
Look at this. 2009?
I guess that would be it. Yeah.
There he goes. Assault with a deadly microphone.
Dead. So what are you guys saying?
2009?
Okay.
So it's funny that you say that.
Here we go.
The year that the movie was made was 2017. Wait. And the year that he retired was 2007. So it was 10 years. The movie was made 10 years after he retired, but the movie didn't come out this year.
I don't even think
he retired in 2007.
If we had really averaged our times right in the middle there, we would have been all right.
Well, yeah, he was like, when you guys were talking about averaging, yeah. Like 2007, 2006, I was like, oh my God, they're going to do it. Because that's our big thing is averaging. Yeah. All right, well, let's meet in the middle. You feel this way. We got 2010. We got 2003, 2005. We'll call it 2007. I was like, it's going to work.
It's shocking how often that does work.
Yeah.
But then you guys got all, Mark likes a round number, which is true.
We picked 2009, which is not a round number.
No, it's 10 years ago because it's 2009.
Oh, well,
that's what I was saying.
I had some players that came in and they were telling me that every week they would wait for the Facebook post and study up on the topics that I make to say are the categories that we have. Like nice. They each take two and then they do a deep read on Wikipedia or something before coming. And they said that it's never paid off. And then the one time that they didn't study, they won the night.
Yeah.
So, it's almost like you can overthink it.
Mm-hmm. True story.
And I guess that's what we did there. Now, I've got a question for you guys. My last question of this round. I do want to make a Disney question. We got Jamie in the house. But I'm going to give you the opportunity to take what I think would be a softball Disney Parks question.
Okay.
Or a slightly more difficult, maybe, Disney animated classics question.
I want to defer to my teammates.
Yeah.
Because I'm comfortable either way.
I'm good.
I like to get answers right, not wrong.
So, I'm sorry. It was animated movies and what?
Animated Disney classics parks. Or Disney parks.
Okay. I know more movies than parks, so.
Well, Jamie knows more parks than anything.
So.
Whatever.
I know.
You guys should play paper, rock, scissors, maybe. Or something.
No. Rochambeau.
No. Your parks, your classics. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by the toe.
No. Let them decide. Let them fight.
My mother told me to pick the very best one, and you are it. So classics.
Classics.
Okay.
I'm going to lose a tooth, FYI.
You pointed at him and you said classics, so that's how it works. It's who you are not it.
I said you are it.
Oh boy. So that means
Lee, just
not,
whichever
so
one you're doing.
Right, go doing for it. Here's the classics.
We're doing what I damn said.
Oh, God.
Right. What is the name of the street mouse in 1970s The Aristocats who shares his name with a French cheese that's typically made of sheep's milk? Read that one more time. What is the name of the street mouse in 1970s The Aristocats who shares his name with a French cheese made from sheep's milk?
Well, I don't like Disney and I hate cheese, so fuck off.
Well, that doesn't mean you don't know cheese.
Well, I don't know cheese because I hate cheese.
We're trying to cheese shame you on the podcast.
Good.
Mark. That's my goal here.
I don't know. Chev is goat cheese, right?
And then
at least it's not Katsumatsu. That's not
that
the name.
Maggot cheese.
Yeah.
Bless you.
There's, I don't know, Gouda. That's Italian.
Gouda. That ain't French.
That's not French. But that's a great name for a mouse, though. Gouda.
How you doing? Gouda. I'm Gouda. How are you?
Gouda. Swiss is now Swiss. They speak
Gruyere. Swiss.
Gruyere. That's that good. Good. That's French.
That's a good name too.
It's melty as hell.
That's a good name too. Gruyere.
Yeah, it just sounds like, hey, how are you today, Gruyere?
I am good.
Ooh.
Oh, he would be a mouse.
I am good.
I am good, yes, I am fine.
Squeak.
American.
I am Gruyere.
I don't, this, again, Lee picks topics that I should do well at, but then asks me the most probably one question.
I
could
it.
Sing you the song. Everybody. Oh, that's like you at the beginning.
Wasn't that Bruce Willis who was in that too? Was that?
No, it was way old.
Who was in
Aristocats is way old.
70s.
I'm going with Gruyere.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go with Gruyere.
No, I'm sorry. Mm. The correct answer is Roquefort.
Yeah, no.
No?
Okay. I've never even heard of that.
Actually, it's Roquefort. And I believe it's a blue cheese, yeah.
Roquefort? That makes more sense pronunciation wise. Yeah. I'm American, so we make up our own pronunciations. You know, we take the word, and then we make up our own pronunciations.
Indeed, but, yeah. Someone posted something about how do you pronounce the sparkling water, LACROIX, because it's supposed to be pronounced La Croix,
La Croix.
That is how the French pronounce it, but we pronounce it La Croix.
And this whole time,
feel like with LaCroix, we're meeting somewhere in the middle because we're not pronouncing the X. Mm-hmm. We're not saying LaCroix.
This whole time, I've been calling it LaCroix. You know what?
Let me go ahead and
is that not it? It's not LaCroix?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm going to blame Das Racist, the rap duo, for my mispronunciation of Roquefort because they use that in, or Roquefort, because they use that in a slant rhyme to rhyme it with the type of shoe, Roquefort's.
Oh,
they say we could eat Roquefort or just kick it like Roquefort's in the song Rainbow in the Dark.
Uh-huh. The Dio song.
Well, it's Das Racist, but they mentioned Dio in the track, too.
They better.
Yeah.
Eric?
Oh, right. So, I also have a Disney question, but I will hold it for next round.
Oh.
What company successfully pushed the term video game console so they wouldn't risk losing their valuable trademark?
Valuable trademark.
So you know, like how companies lose their trademark because it's being used too much, like Band-Aid, Xerox.
Oh.
You know, they all lost their trademark because people refer to it
as one thing
or another. So this company, people were referring to their product as
video game console.
And the company pushed a campaign called press or magazines and say call it this, don't call it that.
Video game console. Mm-hmm. So Nintendo,
that's where my
Atari
head went.
Those are the two first. I don't think anybody would do it with Sega.
Yeah, because I remember when we were kids, it used to be like, hey, you want to come over to my house and play Nintendo?
Well, and I remember seeing a meme that was like, a friend of mine who's Hispanic posted a meme that was like Hispanic moms be like, and then showed a Nintendo and it's a Nintendo, a Sega Genesis, it's a Nintendo, an Xbox, it's a Nintendo, a PlayStation 4, it's a Nintendo, which fits this.
Yep.
I mean, Atari, Commodore 64.
Did that
getting
did
really
the Commodore 64 do more than just gaming?
I don't know.
I think you could program things.
Yeah, that's how Atari was.
But nobody ever. I mean, I'm sure people did.
I'm trying to think about them being like, no, it's a video game console. But I think I feel better about Atari and Nintendo. I was thinking, maybe I'm overthinking this, but Sony, because they have a long history with video itself. So to say it's a video game console, you know, they might have some interest in saying, like, we have video games.
But with his clarification of saying that, like, the Band-Aid,
like Jeep Xerox or Band-Aid
thing, no one said, let's go play a Sony.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Here's $10. Here's $10. Go watch a Star Wars. Yeah. I'm fine with going Nintendo.
I'm with Nintendo.
Nintendo times three.
Yep, it's Nintendo.
Yes! Oh, nice.
So people wouldn't stop referring to their competing products, such as the Sega Master System and TurboGrafx-16, as Nintendo's.
TurboGrafx. Holy shit.
Nintendo's is what they would call it. Let's go play the Nintendo's. Companies like other companies that have lost their trademarks, Escalator, Band-Aid, Xerox, and Bayer lost aspirin and heroin as trademarks during... Ooh. Yeah, they have all... German pharmaceutical company Bayer achieved success with their trademark heroin and aspirin drugs. Heroin's non-habit-forming properties saw... I'm sorry, that was me. That was my quotation.
Right. Those are air quotes. Giant air quotes there.
Non-habit-forming properties saw it become popular cure for respiratory ailments, while Bayer's deliberately awkward generic name for aspirin saw the brand name slip into common parlance. But during the Spanish flu epidemic, hundreds of varieties of aspirin hit the shelves, and Bayer's efforts to protect the trademark failed. And at the end of the war, the Treaty of Versailles revoked the trademarks for both aspirin and heroin in France, Russia, UK, and US.
Wow.
Here's a little side note. The once trademark trampoline was unsuccessfully referred to as Rebound Tumbler.
Let's go out back after we play Nintendo's and jump on the Rebound Tumbler.
That's like that webcomic that has the two aliens that always talk in like the descriptive format.
Well, I feel like the whole video game console thing wouldn't have worked if it didn't blow up so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, wouldn't I don't know
like
how many
video game consoles. What is that? A Rebound Tumbler?
Right. It's like it doesn't work unless you have a bunch of people pushing to make their console bigger.
Yeah, and I have heard people refer to game consoles also as PlayStations. They're like, oh, your PlayStation. And like, it's an Xbox, man.
Right, yeah.
You know, but Nintendo, old people. That was the video game console. They successfully pushed it. I think it was during the 90s, 80s, when they were like, don't refer to video game consoles as Nintendo's, refer to them. You know, and that's a lot of reasons why these companies will say, we'll sue, mom and pop shops like, Margaritaville. And there was even one person sued Burger King, which they actually lost.
We talked about that on one of our last episodes.
That's right. I thought that was pretty Illinois. Interesting.
Yeah. What was the name of the city?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
What's the name of the family?
I can't remember. All I remember is that it was Burger King.
The Hootses family in Maltoon, Illinois.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
right,
no, Jamie? I thought that was interesting. All right.
Mm-hmm. That is very interesting.
In what state would you find towns named Blue Ball and Intercourse? Legit. Mm-hmm. In what state would you find towns named Blue Ball and Intercourse?
Pennsylvania, I think.
Oh. Yeah, they have a lot of weird names in
Pennsylvania. Yes, you're right.
Because I think someone actually got me a shot glass from Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Hey, nice. I feel good about that. I feel like I've heard of Blue Ball, Pennsylvania somewhere before, too.
What do you think, Eric?
I like Pennsylvania.
It's a pretty all right state.
Just to put something else out there, I don't know why, but Alabama was the first thought that came to mind. But
yeah, no.
Intercourse, Alabama. Blue Ball, Alabama.
No.
Yeah, we're going to go with Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is correct.
Nice.
They're not that far from each other either. And there's a t-shirt that they're very fond of selling in that area. I went through Blue Balls on my way to Intercourse, ended up in Paradise.
Oh.
This is another town named Paradise. There's also another town named Letitz.
Letitz.
If I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah.
And Bird in Hand, which people, Bird in Hand can be a little questionable.
Those. Well, this can be also a bird, so.
It could be a bird in your hand.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Different.
Go out there and get it.
Well, however many hands you want to put in your bush.
That's absolutely. Fine. In your hand is worth. I'm sorry.
All right. That wraps up our first round of trivia here. We're going to come back with a quick missed correction and then some more trivia in round two. All right, we're back. Before we get started with our trivia for round two, we're going to do some miscorrections.
Miscorrections.
Missed.
You see how good that was?
Yeah, that was an orchestra. That's a Stravinsky.
I'm pretty
that
sure was like
in the beginning Glass. When everybody's tuning.
I'm pretty sure I added an extra butt up in there somewhere.
Good. Yeah. Good.
So, Eric, you had a miscorrection, yes. Right, from a previous episode?
Yes, I don't exactly remember how it was referenced, but I remember you referencing a saying that English was a Romance language when it is, in fact, a German or Germanic language. The Romance languages, there's a whole slew of them, but the big ones are Latin, Italian, Portuguese, Spanish. There's a bunch of smaller ones too, but those are the Romance languages. And English is a Germanic language, which includes like Dutch, German, obviously, some Afrikaan, which is actually an offshoot of Dutch. I don't recommend going and looking these up unless you want to get into a giant click
hole. No, I think this is great. I think our listeners would be into that.
Languages are pretty fascinating in the fact that like you go the further you go back, it's almost like you're going back in time and like you can kind of like see what people are saying and what was important and how things were said, you know, thousands of years ago. And I learned just recently when I was making sure my information was correct, there's actually a Scots is a Germanic language, not to be confused with Scottish, but Scots, it's also a small group in southern Scotland and Northern Ireland. It's considered a
not to be confused also with Scotch.
So German in my belly. German itself is a Germanic language. There's not a master category above that.
It's Indo-European. Western European, and then there's Indo-European, and then there's Proto-Indo-European. Indo-European.
Holy shit.
And then, yeah, it goes further and further back. Like, basically, you get to the point where it's just clicks and whistles.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's almost like you're, like, watching a painting made in reverse. The brush strokes are getting broader.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of more refined. That is a fascinating verbal illustration.
The English language
it's getting clarified.
Yeah, the English language actually shares more words with German than they do any other language. It's like
30% or something like that?
Well, I don't know about percentage, but I heard the statistic once. It was 200, at least 200 words are exactly the same in German. They're just pronounced a little differently.
Okay, wow. We'll have to have some more language trivia on the show point soon. We also got a missed correction from Taylor, one of our listeners. In episode 46, No No Gone Wild, Mark asked a question about a country's capital in Africa. He said that Johannesburg was the capital of South Africa. Johannesburg is the largest city in South Africa, but not the capital. Mm. I thought it was Cape Town, but apparently they don't have a legally defined capital in the country. Each branch of government, executive, judicial, and legislative, has its own capital city.
Hmm.
Pretoria is the executive capital. Bloemfontein, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, is the judicial capital. And Cape Town is the legislative capital. So each branch has its own home base. Also, Mark said that there were 40-ish countries in Africa. I had to Google because I was curious, but there are 54 countries in Africa. So good to know. And there's another use of that trademark name, Google. I had to Google it, you know, as opposed to search it, as we were talking about with Nintendo.
Yeah, I don't know if they were able to protect that trademark.
Yep. Okay, anybody got any more miscorrections? Jamie, we good?
I'm good.
No, are we good? Did you catch anything? Did we fuck up?
Not so far.
Okay.
Great. I mean, not at this.
All right. Well, let's start trivia then, I guess, for this round.
All right. Lee, you're first.
Yep. Got a question for you guys about the 1984 Christmas time comedy horror film Gremlins.
Mm.
Yes.
What I want to know is, what is the name of the main evil gremlin in Gremlins?
Well, I don't want to.
Yeah, this is your specialty.
Do it, Eric.
I mean, I'm like 99% positive. You guys have no idea? You have no clue? I thought you guys would know this.
I think I do know.
I think so, but yeah, I don't want to say it.
You say it first.
Yeah, you go.
No, 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 no. I want to hear what
you think. Show me yours first,
Isn't it Spike? Or no, am I wrong? I could have sworn that his name is Spike.
That very well could be it.
Or am I thinking of Gremlins 2? No. Gremlins 1.
I'm comfortable with Spike.
Yeah, Spike, yeah. Yeah, because he had the mohawk, and he was like...
That's how you differentiated him from the others. Yeah, we're going to go with Spike.
I'm sorry, his name is not Spike.
Oh!
It is Stripe.
I will
tell you, this is a Mandela effect type question. Quizmasters, listen up. This is a good tricky question because I had five teams that submitted answers to this question and four of them wrote Spike.
Oh.
It is a common misconception that character's name is Spike.
There you go.
His name is Stripe because he has a stripe on his mohawk.
We are in the dark universe.
But the mohawk does exist.
Now,
ugh.
The only evidence that this character could potentially be named Spike is that there is a licensed t-shirt named Spike with the character on it. But personally, I think that's just a mistake that they let that through, you know, with that name.
I think it's because in
the IMDb, it's Stripe. In the Wikipedia page, Stripe.
What it is that he has like a punk look.
Yep.
And that Spike is considered such a punk name.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just happens that way.
We know a Spike who is a punk.
Don't we all? Mm-hmm. Doesn't everybody have a friend named Spike?
Mm-hmm. Eric?
What?
It's time for your question.
Oh, sorry.
That's what I was trying to alert.
I was like,
what? Let me show you my phone.
I was confused.
He's sleeping on that one.
Yeah, sorry about
that. Trying to get you to prep.
I'll do my Disney question. It's specifically about the park, about the Walt Disney World park. At Walt Disney World's resorts, what is the Liberty Square part of the park missing that's included in all the other parks?
In Orlando?
Yes.
The one in Orlando doesn't have it, and all the other parks have it?
Yes.
In Liberty Square?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the least I would know. I've only been to the Orlando park, so I don't even know what's missing.
So when you say the other parks, you mean the other
resorts? I meant the other lands.
Or the other lands.
The other lands. Oh, I don't know what they're called.
Not the other parks in the world.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, I just thought they were all individual parks.
No, they're lands.
Part of the parks. They're part of the parks.
Yeah.
Park.
They're part and parcel.
Like, it's this,
Liberty Square is missing.
Tomorrowland has it. Has this thing.
Could it be as simple, do you think, Lee? I know you and I are the resident. Not to discount you, Mark.
No, please discount.
But I'm going to go right to Lee, my fellow Disney brethren here.
Mm-hmm.
He's been twice.
Look, no, I've been more than twice.
No, he's been more than twice.
Thrice?
I've been several times in my life.
Anywho. As simple as signage? Because I know when you walk into Tomorrowland, there's a big sign that says Tomorrowland. And, you know, there's like a gateway. There's an entryway. When you walk into Adventureland over by Tiki, the Enchanted Tiki Room, there's the sign that looks like it's like refuse bamboo and whatnot. You know, it's kind of weird because, you know, as you go from Frontierland into Liberty Square, it's just like an abrupt, it's not Wild West anymore, it's like Colonial, and there's no actual gateway or signage or anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to think of, like, what's the attraction there? There's a few attractions, right?
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
The riverboat. That's where the riverboat, which is one of the oldest Disney
Jungle
attractions.
Cruise?
That's where Tom Sawyer Island is.
Tom Sawyer, yeah. Okay, so it's not that. So, that's a good answer. I like that. Mark, what do you think?
I have no idea.
I know you have no idea, but does that sound like a logical answer?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, words
like
with friends.
Like a gateway or signage or something?
No, I have no clue. The last time I went to Disney, I was 10.
Because sometimes you could use an outside susser.
I mean, I don't know what these fucking places have or what they don't have. They could have fucking water fountains for all I know.
It's a fairly...
No clue.
Calm down, Mark. It's a family park.
I'll give you a clue.
Good. Okay.
It's something that they did to fit with the colonial times, and it's everywhere. It's not just like something that's, you know, it's something you would expect to be at the park.
No bathrooms.
This part of the park. You expect there to be something there.
I just don't think they could get away with that with ADA compliance and stuff like that. I know. Well, I mean, I didn't know if you were joking, but...
It's something you would assume would be in a colonial-themed...
You would assume that it would be in the park.
Is it...
In the part of the park.
Is it speakers? Is it music? No. There's no cars. There's no electric lights.
Well, when I say colonial, I don't think it means like 1776. I think they meant like, I think it's turn of the century. So they would, they would have lights. Like they had lights back then.
Like no air
conditioning. Well, no, colonial is legit. It's
it is hot to be, as fuck in Orlando.
It's supposed to be like American
Tom Sawyer. Colonial. Yeah. It's not supposed to, when I say colonial, I don't mean like colony. It's like colonial. Well, no, America.
The bulk of that part of the park is supposed to be that time period.
Oh.
I think the Tom Sawyer Island really goes more with.
Yeah, I've actually never done that one.
The Western, you know, Frontierland. Well,
riverboats weren't
popular. Well, the riverboat. See, here's where it gets weird is that Frontierland and Liberty Square butt up against each other, and there's no no clear stop-start.
I got you.
It just flows one into the other.
Yeah.
So, like, technically, those could still be part of Frontierland, because that's more what they fit with. You know, the Mark Twain, that whole thing.
I have an idea.
The Mark Davis.
Does every other land have a roller coaster? Are there no roller coasters?
Well, the only roller coaster is
Tomorrowland. Space, you have Space Mountain. You have Big Thunder Mountain
in Frontierland. Okay, what's in Fantasyland? Oh, Mine Train. Now, what about Adventureland?
That's Captain EO.
No, that would have been Epcot, but they got rid of that.
The Log Flume ride. The Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain?
Mm-hmm. Splash Mountain's in Frontierland.
Is that considered...
Yeah, that's Frontierland.
Is that considered a...
is it a coaster? Is it a movie-themed attraction, I wonder? Well, no, because they made a movie of the Haunted Mansion. A terrible movie of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Coaster is a good.
I'm at a guess. Loss.
What's your
I feel better
answer?
About that than public sign.
All right, let's or go street with signs. Let's go with coaster.
Well, I don't know if coaster. I don't know like if the riverboat is considered a coaster or if it's considered a ride. I don't know what like the litmus test is. Or the,
I meant roller coaster, like track with roller, fast cars.
I don't know if the other parks. That's not the answer I'm looking for. If it does exist, I don't know if there. But Mark said it. Bathrooms. They're too public bathrooms. They have. I don't know if they have like ADA compliance by having it.
It's probably because it's not like a separate park. It's just like a separate area.
Yeah,
so they can still access a restroom. Yeah,
I can't believe my dumbass
close probably yeah, close enough.
We should have listened to the outside sus.
Yeah,
the outside sus.
I would imagine they have bathrooms that are close enough in the other parts of the park. So if they like somebody needs, I need a bathroom. They're like, oh, go to this park or this park.
Mark. But, I apologize.
Well, I could tell you that it's like it's right there. That's the weird thing about them butting up like each other, like seamlessly like that.
Yeah.
Is that it's kind of I could tell you right exactly. Sadly enough, tell you where like every bathroom in the park is.
Yeah,
because I've used almost every one of them.
How did
you not know this then, Jamie? Yeah. You can tell me
but it's like right before the end of one and the other one starts. So I mean, how do you? I don't know.
It's like a wedge almost.
Yeah, here's a little bit. So to keep up the historical illusion, they have no public bathrooms. Also, there's a brown walkway that goes down.
Kyle told me this.
Yeah, to represent the urine and feces thrown out the windows of
exactly.
the...
I thought that was bullshit. That's funny.
Yeah, no. I mean, it might be bullshit, but
it also it's 100% true.
Yeah, it's also probably supposed to be human shit, and like
yes, it is. I've had that fact verified for me by Disney employees.
Yeah, that's the design that they had to keep with the look of it without actually having.
If you ever walk through Liberty Square, look down the normal walkway. There is a path of like it's like pebble rock, but it's a totally different color. It's a yellowish brown. It is there to. Memorialize, if you will, the human waste that was commonly thrown out of chamber pots out of windows during that time.
Amazing.
And one final little quick thing.
You gotta love Disney attention to detail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walt Disney World mostly isn't even in Orlando. The majority of it is actually in Bay Lake, Florida.
Huh.
Correct. But, you know, they're going to say Orlando because everybody knows Orlando. But the majority of the park is in Bay Lake.
What's Lake Buena Vista?
That's the park actually takes up several areas. They've only used apparently like a third of the land that they actually purchased.
Jesus Christ.
least.
And Celebration was like developed just as a means to maintain ownership over some land as
and,
well.
So there's like you've got a bunch of different geographical areas. You've got Bay Lake, you've got Lake Buena Vista, you've got the Reedy Creek District.
Okay.
It's a bunch of sorry. We just went deep Disney.
I just have some tangential current events news. A lot of people think that Walt Disney is cryopreserved. He's not, though. He's not cryopreserved. However, this week, the first person to die of euthanasia to be cryopreserved, that occurred, which is very important to cryopreservationists because the sooner you can start the process of freezing your body after death, the more likely a success rate on being, you know, awakened at some point. So this is the first time that was like a totally controlled process.
Fucking and then crazy. They have like a terminal disease that they were like, okay, I know they're going to be able to cure this in the future.
Yeah, I didn't know the details, but a doctor said, yes, you should be allowed to undergo euthanasia.
Was like, I want to just fucking...
This was like an early web developer, like web 1.0 like developer that... you know, had an interest in this, has a webpage up. We'll post a link to that guy's blog because it's like a bunch of like before blogs existed. He's like, this is how the internet should work and work together. So I'll post a link to that. Oh. But Jamie, you got a question for us?
I do. Mine is also sort of Disney related.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
sorry about that.
That's fine.
What multi-talented Broadway star is the voice of Gizmo Duck in the new 2019 DuckTales reboot? What multi-talented Broadway star is the voice of Gizmo Duck in the 2019 DuckTales reboot?
Is Gizmo Duck the RoboCop-style duck with the unicycle bottom?
Blethering, blatherskite!
Yep. Wow. Does he still say that in the new one,
too? It's been a while.
Good.
It's been a while since I've seen
DuckTales. Multi-talented Broadway star.
Every time I think of Broadway, I just think of Neil Patrick Harris. So I don't know if that, but I know there's a lot of people who've won many, many, many of awards.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, okay. I could see him doing that.
Definitely a star. Both of those have star power.
I was John Mulaney.
I don't think he was on Broadway.
Nicholas Kroll. They were both on Broadway. They did Oh Hello.
Oh Hello.
Oh Hello.
That was a Broadway show.
Yes. Yeah. And during the show, they would lower down a tuna salad sandwich to someone in the audience.
Nice.
Random fact.
I'm fine with Neil Patrick Harris. I'm fine with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
I'm thinking multi-talented.
Hugh Jackman?
Doing multiple things like directing and starring, etc., or whatever.
That's Lin-Manuel. Yeah,
yeah.
That's why I was thinking he'd be good. I mean, I don't think it would take much time for him to do it.
Not that I know he's a busy guy. I'm sure he's done. He definitely could. Yeah, but when you think, you know, a man of many hats.
Yeah,
Lin-Manuel, songwriter.
You wanted to go with him?
Yeah,
let's go with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Mark Davis, I might take you to Disney. You got it right.
Holy
Look
shit.
At that sus.
So, I can't fucking believe
it
that.
It is Lin-Manuel Miranda. And what's kind of cool, Gizmo Duck's alter ego, you know, in everyday regular life, before he says blathering blatherskite and becomes Gizmo Duck, is Fenton Crackshell.
Oh, yeah.
They actually changed the character's name. Well, they didn't change it. They added something to it to give a nod to Lin-Manuel's Hispanic heritage, and also one of the showrunners and creators of the new reboot has Hispanic heritage also, and kind of wanted to give a nod to his family, and like he even said, create a hero that Latinx kids could look up to.
Oh, cool.
So they changed the alter ego's name to Fenton Crackshell hyphen Cabrera.
They gave him another suffix.
So they gave him another name, which I thought was kind of cool. I was like, I like it.
Yeah.
Neat.
And does he have
get the de la?
But isn't Quentin or what's his name?
Fenton.
Fenton isn't Fenton also like a huge dork? Is he a dork again?
Just like in real life.
Yes.
Okay.
Very dorky.
Good. That was what I enjoyed about him. He was like a huge dork. Oh yeah,
dork becomes superhero.
And then I was like, heck yeah.
Yeah. I just like saying blathering blatherskite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Is it my turn?
Uh huh.
As of 2014. Which television show received the most Emmys for a comedy series at 37?
One more game.
As of 2014, which television show had received the most Emmys for a comedy series at 37.
Eric, you're a fan of comedy in general as an art form.
I'm thinking
award-winning comedy. Do you like award-winning comedy, Eric?
I do.
Yeah.
I want to say Modern Family. I know that they clean up.
Whoa, really?
I know they clean up.
Of all time?
Well, I mean, it said of 2015.
As of 2014.
14.
Yeah. When did The Office go off the air?
Yeah. I think they went off before 2014.
That was my thought, but I'm wondering if, like, animated The Simpsons? Something that has, like, a long run. To collect that many Emmys.
That is actually a good, that is a good point, yeah. I know Married with Children lasted a while, but I don't think they went any
awards. I don't think they got to...
I don't think... There's actually a resurgence for that show. They're trying to get it back.
They're trying to bring it back, yeah. I'm okay with The Simpsons. That makes perfect sense to me.
Simpsons make... Yeah, I'm sure. And they probably win so much that it's just like one of those things where people are like, oh yeah, they won again. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a huge deal.
Every time they win.
Yeah. And you know, and it could be for so many different categories, not just the acting ones that writing, we see on the TV, you know,
animation
show of the awards.
Performance. Let's go with it. We good with that?
Unless there's any other... Simpsons sounds safe. Right. I think it's a good safe.
The correct answer, even today, I looked this up, is Frasier.
Really?
With 37.
Give me those tossed salads and scrambled 37 eggs.
37 wins. They're calling again.
Wow. Can you read us some of the categories that it won?
Wow. Probably.
Wow.
If you gave me a minute.
What do we know about Frasier?
It won the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Comedy Series for 5 consecutive years.
Wow. There's 5 of them.
Wow. The show is critically acclaimed, with the show itself and cast winning 37 Primetime Emmy Awards, a record at the time for scripted series. Yeah. But as of the Wikipedia, it seems like it still stands.
Wow.
It looks like The Simpsons has won 10 awards, Primetime Emmy Awards, for episodes. I guess maybe that's what their Outstanding Nominated Program, Animated Program, Voiceover Performance... I don't know what the count is. Should be a website that counts these things.
I'm sure there is somewhere.
The Simpsons Emmy Wins Animated Weekly.
Lee's not willing.
32 victories.
32
victories for The Simpsons. Wow. 87 nominations, 32 victories.
Wow.
Okay. So that was a good guess.
You know, they're still on the air, though. They can pull it out.
Frasier, 37.
Not with the kind of shit they've been putting out.
There's some choice episodes every once in a while.
Mr. Lee?
Yes. I've got an anagrams question for you guys.
Oh.
Bong Smile is an anagram made from the name of what disgraced actor and director?
Mel Gibson.
Yep. Bong Smile.
I love word shit.
They're
like
so
this.
Yeah. That sounds
bong
good.
Bong Smile,
yeah.
Mel Gibson.
That works.
We're going to go with Mel Gibson.
You're right. It's Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Right. Bong Smile.
The disgraced definitely helped.
Bong Smile.
Yep.
Bong Smile is
That's
great.
The thing. Like, you know, that was a 3-point question to close out the round at my live trivia. I was like, I'll give him something relatively easy. But putting that disgraced in there, it narrows it down if you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they may take our land, but they'll never take our Bong Smile.
Right.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's from Bonghart.
Yes, Bonghart. Yeah. Oh, that would be a good one for a team name.
There you go.
Fletcher, write that down.
There you go.
All right, Eric.
All right. So after an online vote in 2011, Toyota announced that the official plural of Prius is what? This is an online vote.
So what do people want it to be? Right. Is the question.
Well, here's the thing. So it could be something like Prii.
Mm-hmm.
But it could also be like something really offensive. I mean, or stupid, like Bodie McBoatface.
Priuses?
Bodie McBoatface doing climate research now. Making news recently.
Oh, the internet.
You know, Bodie McBoatface, if you don't remember, they did win that poll to name that ship that. But what many people fail to remember is that the boat is named after Sir David Attenborough, and Bodie McBoatface is like an associated research vessel that it's carried around by. And the internet asked David Attenborough to change his name to Bodie McBoatface in honor of the boat, which he declined. I love that little fact about Bodie McBoatface. No.
Do you think, just thinking about other things, mm-hmm. Like moose, mm-hmm. deer, mm-hmm. could the plural of Prius be Prius?
It could be. I think Prius. Priuses are all good basic answers.
Priusy?
Sure. Or Priuses.
I don't think anybody voted for Priusy.
Priuses.
I thought it was Priuses, but now I'm remembering that's just octopuses. Octopuses is the correct plural of that. Octopi is a made-up word.
Oh my god, we've been living a lie.
But so that would, I think people would definitely go Prii for Prii. People want Prii. They want octopi.
I think people want Prii so bad.
All right, we're going to put Prii.
Prii.
We're going to put it. We're going to say that.
Put it down, Eric. Put
Prii.
It.
You are correct.
Yay! Holy shit. Prii.
The original meaning of the singular Prius originates from a 19th century adjective referring to prior. In Oxford English Dictionary, plural is a Prius is actually Prioria or Prioress, depending on the gender declension. But according to the online poll coming from Toyota, it's Prii.
P-R-I-I?
P-R-I-I.
P-I-E.
The Nintendo Wii-I.
Prii.
Hey, hook up all these Wii-Is.
Oh, my God.
The Wii-I-U.
All right. My turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the name for the individual rectangular breakable sections of a Hershey's chocolate bar? Yes, it does have a name. What is the name of the individual rectangular breakable sections of a Hershey's chocolate bar?
Hmm. So the little pieces that you make out of the larger bar, mm-hmm. what are they called?
Correct.
They're called...
Nuggets?
Nuggets was going to come out of my fucking mouth.
Wow.
They don't look like a nugget.
But what are you're inventing words for this in like what 1897? You're making this chocolate bar. Mm-hmm. How old are they?
I want to go a little off script here, and I know it doesn't because there's already something called this, but I want to call it chips.
Are you fucking kidding? I was just gonna fucking say chips.
Yeah,
I swear to fucking God.
Like yeah, you know up, what, son?
Speak up. And I almost fucking stopped you to say chip because I felt like you were gonna fucking say chip.
Thank God you don't bleep. So this would cost so much money in post right now.
So I've known Jamie since he was 7. I've known Fro. How long have we known each other?
Since 15, or 15? Yeah, freshman year.
So what? 25 years?
Yeah. Sounds good.
So, I mean, my brain with these two, it's a very,
very simpatico,
deep, very deep connection.
Yeah, I was the one that suggested nuggets, by the way, not Jamie. So it's really us.
No, I know. Well, we have one also.
Yeah.
But
poor Lee, you're pretty too.
For some reason, chip really surprises me that you were going to say that. Because I was thinking to myself, what a dumb sounding thing.
Yeah. But it makes more sense that it's a chip because it's coming off of a block.
Off the old block.
Yeah, and a chip, but there's already chocolate chips, but they look more like Hershey Kisses.
Don't those have another name too, though, that aren't chips? Like, traditionally, those had a...
Drops? Yeah, maybe.
No? Jamie's shaking his head. You can tell us the answer to this, maybe.
Morsels.
Oh, okay.
Right. That shape is called a morsel, that...
Oh.
The little curly Q on top.
So okay, fancy. That's a morsel. Okay.
Well, I'm fine with chip.
Chips.
You go with chips?
Chips.
Well,
chips.
Boys.
California Highway Patrol.
You are really close but incorrect.
Okay.
It is actually called a pip. P-I-P.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The same thing as the dots on a piece of, on a dice.
It's called a pip.
On a die.
Now, in researching this.
A die-eye.
In researching this, I actually looked up, and Hershey's calls their sections a pip. Other chocolate makers also, there are other chocolate makers that do have breakable sections. They're also called pips. So it's not solely owned as a name by Hershey's, mm-hmm. but that is commonly what they call those little sections.
Not trademarked.
Yeah. So like next time you make a s'more, be like, could you please hand me a pip of that Hershey's bar to make my s'more?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sound real smart. mm-hmm. or uppity.
Well, you don't want to use just one pill, or both. Though. You want to use at least two.
I mean, it depends on the size of your marshmallow.
Mm. Well, it's not really the size of the marshmallow. It's the size of the gram.
I don't give a shit about grams. I'm talking about marshmallows. Because like, we've all eaten a cheeseburger and you run out of bun before you run out of meat.
You guys ready?
Yeah, please. Move on.
All right. American engineer Percy Spencer is famous for inventing what popular kitchen appliance in 1947 that was originally 6 feet tall, weighed about 750 pounds, and cost between $2,000 and $3,000. American engineer Percy Spencer is famous for inventing what popular kitchen appliance in 1947 that was originally 6 feet tall, weighed about 750 pounds, and cost between $2,000 and $3,000.
I know this one. I'm pretty sure it's a microwave.
I'm going to go with you on that one.
Because I know from one of those, like, ooh, got you thinking about how old things are, like quizzy things, mm-hmm. that microwaves have been around since the 40s. They just weren't
small enough
or inexpensive enough for a household. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with, but the technology's been there forever. So I'm going to go with microwave.
Sounds good. I was thinking maybe dishwasher, but
can you imagine?
I like your logic.
Into that giant behemoth, your little plate full of Totino's pizza rolls.
It's 8 feet tall. It's one plate.
Your little plate full of Totino's pizza rolls, still molten hot when you put them in your mouth.
Let's do it. Yep.
Coming out of the Iron Giant's belly.
Microwave is your guess?
Yep.
Correct.
Yes.
Nice.
I heard the way it was discovered is that the guy just walked in front of a microwave emitting dish or something, and his chocolate bar in his shirt melted. And he's like, why did it melt?
So his pips all melted.
All of his pips melted. And he was like, why did it melt? And then he realized, I'm in front of this thing. It must be doing something. And,
And it certainly was.
A little known fact, it then and now both always burns popcorn.
Nice. All right. So
that's it, right?
That was it.
That was the last.
Yeah. So now we're going to take another break and we'll be back with our last questions.
We're back. Thanks again, Jamie and Eric, for joining us on the No-No.
Thanks for having us.
The last episode of our year.
The final episode of the year. A 52nd. All right. You got a question for us, sir?
Yes. So of all of the non-state territories in America, which territory are not actually considered American citizens? They're all considered citizens of their own country, but so which territory that America
is it? The Philippines? The Filipino people are considered like their own people, probably. They probably have
do we still hold some sort of power over the Philippines?
I think they might be a U.S. territory.
I know there's Guam.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
What about, aren't there U.S. Virgin Islands?
Mm-hmm. The Bahamas? No?
I don't know.
Maybe not. Guam and Puerto Rico, I'm certain of.
I know, not to generalize, but the people of the Caribbean are very proud culturally. They're very... So I almost want to say like the Virgin Islands, maybe.
The Dominican Republic?
I don't think we hold anything over the Dominican Republic.
No?
I think...
This is really tough.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, my inclination is the Philippines, but I'm not certain that they're U.S. territory. I'm more certain about Guam and Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Guam is definitely one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think Guam has, like, military bases. Not that that means anything, but I feel like maybe...
Puerto Rico. right?
Yeah.
I mean, Puerto Rico, they're... Puerto Ricans are very proud of their, you know, nationality.
Right, but think back to the hurricane.
Where Guams are embarrassed.
What? You never hear about the Guam people. Well, because
it's so far away.
Yeah.
We know a lot of Puerto Ricans because they live so close.
We do actually know a Guamanian. So,
I mean, theoretically, I would just say that they've Puerto Ricans have more like stake in it and more skin in the game. I'm fine with
Puerto Rican.
So they would have more like of like a claim to say like, yo, we're still our own people.
See, though, wasn't there a big thing like when 45 was throwing paper towels at folks? And he was mm-hmm. like, oh, they need to clean up their act down there. They need to do something. And they're like, yo, we're American citizens. You should be helping us. Wasn't that a whole thing?
Yeah, but they, I mean, they're so still.
But we're looking for who's not an American citizen. They're a territory, but not citizens. Correct?
Yes.
So I think that, for me, would eliminate Puerto Rico off the jump.
Mm, okay. I follow what you're saying.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah. Mark said, you know, so you barely hear from Guam. They keep to themselves.
You got a final answer?
Let's just go with Guam.
You Let's go with Guam? Guam, yeah.
It is not Guam. Is In fact, Rico? I don't think any of you guys said it.
Oh, no. What is it?
Thailand?
Ironically, the American Samoas are not considered citizens, but I believe by their own choice. They prefer to consider themselves nationals and not citizens.
Okay, so the however, people of Hawaii...
So,
or the Samoa Islands?
The Samoa are, I think, in the South Pacific.
Okay.
Well, Hawaii is a state, so they're definitely citizens.
Yeah.
But they're allowed to travel freely between the U.S. and American Samoa. They're not required to get green cards or visas to stay or work here. And they can serve in the U.S. Armed Forces without any special things. But and they often do actually. There's a huge population of them. That's like one of it's a pretty. There are some wealthy people on the island, but the majority of them are fairly poor, and a lot of them do go and serve for the U.S. Army. Huh. However, they consider themselves nationals and not U.S. citizens due to heritage rights. They don't want to share their land with U.S., and they feel if they consider themselves citizens, then Americans will feel that they can come and buy their land and take it away from them. And they are, in fact, a very proud country.
Interesting. Sounds like it's been an effective strategy thus far. Yeah.
But I think it being so far away is probably a better strategy.
Yeah, it helps. Yes. Yeah.
Well, the fact that we didn't even know it was American-held territory also for us.
Even though the name is American.
I knew it. It's just when you're thinking of the world, you know.
Yeah, it's not one that pops right into your head. Like, of course.
No. Yeah.
Right. There's the American Samoas.
Jamie?
Right. What is the more common term for a solar erythema? And I'll spell it. Solar, S-O-L-A-R,
mm-hmm.
new word. Erythema, E-R-Y-T-H-E-M-A. So what is the more common term for a solar erythema?
Sun.
Oh, good.
Boom.
Got one half of it.
Really? Because I was thinking solar plexus. I was thinking maybe something about the body, but solar thema.
Where's your solar plexus? On solar front or in your plexus. Back?
It's your stomach.
Yeah.
Muscles. But that's S-O-L-A-R, I believe.
Isn't that what you said? Yeah.
Solar. I mean, that's solar.
Or
E-R? U-R? I don't know.
I don't know.
But they're muscles, aren't they? Mm. Yeah. They're the muscles that.
Well, you said maybe? A-R.
But anyways, it's
solar, S-O-L-A-R.
Okay.
Erythema, E-R-Y-T-H-E-M-A.
And what is it? Is that what you're asking?
What is the more common name?
Well, maybe this does have to do with the solar plexus.
No, I think solar...
Erythema.
Yeah, yeah, I...
Erythema?
Well, erythema.
Erythema. Erythema.
I'm pretty sure. I did that Google thing where you make the robot lady say it to you.
Yeah.
Erythema.
Speak to me.
Erythema.
Erythema.
Belly button? Oh, I don't know. I want to say belly button, or I want to say solar eclipse. But
Or is it an eclipse of the belly button?
I'm a fan of that belly button. Yeah. That like the solar plexus, if that's your abdomen.
My first thought was solar flare.
Mm-hmm.
But
That sounds good. Yeah, because flare seems too generic. Like, you know,
what are the chances that solar is going to be in the answer too? Do you think that's the kind of question? I guess we shouldn't go down this path because questioning the quizmaster and their knowledge doesn't usually bring fruit.
Well, solar means, I believe, it derives from the word like center. Mm-hmm. So belly button would work.
I like the word fruit. Like, I like the word juice.
Yeah.
So fruit juice is a great combination.
Is that because of the liquid U?
It's, yeah, it's, I think. I just like that.
Ooh, cellar door.
U.
Well, we're both big cake fans, and we know that John McRae chose the name cake because he likes the sound of the cake next to each other.
Cake.
Yeah, cake. Plus cake's delicious. So
word. It's
got that but sensory it's thing. Let's go with belly button. Why not?
Belly button works.
That's all the sussing we're going to do.
I mean, unless... You feel strongly that it's a astronomical thing.
I just don't know. I mean, so solar plexus, I think, is like your ab muscles. I don't know if that has anything to do with your belly button.
Well, because it's solar, because it's center. Like, that's what I was getting at, is like the belly button is the center.
Let's go with belly button.
So we're going with belly button.
Yes. That's what we're doing.
Incorrect.
Mm.
No. Solar, Mark Davis, you said, what was the first thing you said?
Sun.
Yeah.
Erythema is a medical term that means redness of the skin.
Sunburn.
So a solar erythema is the medical term for a sunburn. Or erythema caused by the sun.
You have such a sour look on your face.
Because sunburn was the first thing I thought, and I was like, it can't be.
And Eric, I really thought of you when I thought of this question because we are both gingers.
Ginger palooza.
And it is summertime.
Ginger palooza. Summertime.
So walking from my house to the car, I get a solar erythema.
I'm so disappointed in myself for not even suggesting that and writing it off.
I have a feeling that this one is going to be known, but I hope not. Because it's one of those that kind of stands out, and I know I'm going in the repository with this one. Mr. Cat Poop. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to skip it then. I was worried that this was going to happen. What is it?
I liked where that was going already.
It's asking, that's the alternate title for what movie? It's As Good As It Gets.
Yep.
And that's what they named it in, I believe, Asia or one of the Asian countries.
Somewhere. Fascinating.
Yeah.
As Good As It Gets is called
Mr. Cat Poop.
Mr. Cat Poop with Greg Kinnear and Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt.
Yes. Yep. Do you ever say to her, go to hell and hunt? Discuss. Coffee talk.
Oh, I have a pop singer anagram.
Ooh.
But I'm going to skip that, I think.
Well, while you're doing that, I have a miscorrection already.
Oh.
So what we got? Solar means...
Miscorrections
that are missed. So solar isn't derived for the word center, but radiate. So it's, in the sense, that's where the solar plexus is the radiation of the muscles but solar is derived from the word of the meaning to radiate from the center, but not center exactly.
And that makes sense for the astronomical definition of it too, that it's radiating.
Yeah.
Yep. Good.
Cool.
All right. I'm just going to ask you a question that I passed earlier. What was the second state of the United States?
So I would say Virginia.
The biggins, straight off the top, yo. Virginia was big. Pennsylvania was real big because that was the capital at the time.
Maine was big because Maine used to be part of New Hampshire and Vermont, right?
So Maine would be, but it wouldn't be Maine because that.
No.
Massachusetts
was a big state.
Massachusetts was big.
Connecticut. But these are also small states, so I'm thinking that maybe because at the time they were like, well, this is a lot of land. They didn't really know how far back at that point America went, I think.
Right, but it's like...
they had no idea how far it could go.
It was, no, it was more about which politicians were there, A, B, because some of them didn't even show up to the Continental Congress.
Okay,
yep.
Some of them took their sweet time going back home.
Yep.
Some of them were like, well, we don't really... jive with this whole idea, so we're gonna hold off.
Do y'all know what the first state was?
Isn't that on somebody? It's on somebody's license plate, right?
I would say Virginia. I thought it was Virginia. Jamestown is like the first colony, right? Or no? I don't know.
Well, that's the first.
Well, I'm not going to tell you because then it would be.
That was my guess.
But yeah, I was curious.
Virginia was my guess.
Yeah, that was. Well,
it's on somebody's license plate.
It seems very much like the first state would be pretty common fucking knowledge living in the United States, but it's not very common knowledge.
No.
Maybe it's not Virginia either. Maryland.
I want to say Maryland was Rhode Island,
New York, Pennsylvania,
Delaware.
Yep,
Delaware is a good one. I like Delaware.
South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Georgia is earlier than people think.
Right.
This is King George.
Man, this is tough. Tough.
I want to say Massachusetts.
Massachusetts
or Virginia.
Well, I know Pennsylvania because the state capital used to be, or the country's capital used to be in Philadelphia, and then they moved it. So Pennsylvania,
and that's where they were all convening. Was it in Philadelphia at Independence Hall?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then New York was the capital for a while.
You mean New Amsterdam?
Ooh.
Even Virginia, old New York was one who New has, Amsterdam.
Who had, if I could just picture license plates, just I know it says like the it first. Why do I think Rhode Island was the first state? Something ridiculous like that. Like, it's somebody's weird claim to fame on their license plate. I know I keep saying that, but.
Rhode Island was a hanger-oner. I'm just going to say it.
Sorry, Rhode Islanders
out
there.
They weren't leading us.
Your listenership in Rhode Island just hit the toilet. Nice job.
Do we have a listenership?
They're stubborn.
They're proud. They say, no, we're going to be independent until they realize we can't be independent. We have to be unified. We have to be united.
I don't know. What do you guys... at this point, it's going to be guessing because...
I'm cool with Philadelphia, or not Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or Massachusetts or Virginia. It seems like... You got the 13 colonies, but and who's to say though if the first colony is going to be the one that's like, yes, we should like unify even further, you know?
What didn't you jump to Massachusetts a minute ago?
I jumped.
I'll go with you.
Yeah,
Massachusetts sounds good.
I'm going to give you guys the top 10 in order.
All right.
Coming in at number 10, Virginia.
Mm. Virginia.
That would be close.
Number 9, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8. South Carolina.
Mm.
Number 7, Maryland.
Mm.
Number 6, Massachusetts.
Oh.
Number 5, Connecticut. Number 4, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, New Jersey. Number 2, Pennsylvania. And number 1, Delaware.
Delaware
was the first state, Pennsylvania the second.
Delaware.
Virginia doesn't surprise me being so low on that list because they of were their always role holding in the off Civil for, War.
Yeah. You know? And they love to hold off for their own interests throughout history, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
The Virginians.
So that makes sense. Okay, so Delaware, the first. Delaware is the first, and the second was.
Pennsylvania.
So, see, I feel like I should have jumped to you guys. You guys were on that Pennsylvania tip.
It's you know, I would have thought Pennsylvania was the first.
Yeah, I would say
because that's where the Liberty Bell is. That's where all that shit was going down. You'd think like they went there and they were like, this is home base.
That's kind of what I thought too. Is that
that's going into the question. That's what I had thought. But
it was
very good.
Good
very
question.
Good. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, my final question for you is not that good. It's a pop music question.
Great. Pop. Pop music. Sorry.
What English pop group was formed in 1999, had their own BBC children's sitcom, and was manager Simon Fuller's follow-up to the Spice Girls, earning a top 10 hit in the U.S. with the 2000 single Never Had a Dream Come True? I'll read that one more time for you. What English pop group was formed in 1999, had their own BBC children's sitcom, and was manager Simon Fuller's follow-up to the Spice Girls, earning a top 10 hit in the United States with the 2000 single never had a dream come true.
Okay, I'm going to throw something out.
Okay.
I remember a group came out shortly after the Spice Girl era, and they were called All Saints. Mm. British. They were girls, ladies, women.
Lady folk.
Women. Female humans. They were kind of in that ilk. There was different archetypes, shall we say.
Did they have a sitcom?
Of personality.
Were they all named after different saints?
This is Francis.
St. Helens.
That's Columbkill.
Honestly, I have no better guess. I would say that's fine with me. All Saints.
But I don't have any...
I've got nothing better than that. You're chief amongst us, I believe.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like girl groups that era.
All Saints.
Maybe it's not a girl group.
All Saints, boy group or something. The single Booty Call, you think, had a BBC Children's sitcom.
They had a single called Booty Call?
Yeah.
When was this?
On their debut album. Never Ever Under the Bridge sitcom. And Booty Call.
Wow. I mean, I don't know them that well.
It could be about butt dialing people.
Discography.
No, it's about...
It's about pirate treasure. Yeah, I believe it's
booty call.
It's like arg,
the call of the sea.
Arg,
the
call booty call. Ring, 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 ring. Arg, it's me. Come get your treasure.
Arg, come and get your booty. All right. Well, it's not them then.
Okay. So thanks for that mercy.
Mercy
ruling there. Mercy killing. All right. Is it okay? Is it well? I was thinking girl group. Could have been a boy band.
Could it be that group that everybody loves? It's the boys.
Jonas Brothers are from New Jersey.
The One Direction.
One Direction. I think that's a little too... I think they were probably still in diapers.
Yeah, I think they were like gleams in their mama's eyes at that point.
Well, that's why I'm saying children.
Oh, yeah, if they had a children's show.
In what year was this?
1999. This is when they formed.
20.
So say they're in their 20s now. 99, 09, 19.
I mean, they may not necessarily been called One Direction at the time.
That's the only other guess I have. I don't know much about British boy and girl bands.
I don't know.
I give up.
We'll say One Direction.
The correct answer is S Club 7.
I have no idea what that is.
S Club 7, of course. Everyone knows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oops, my bad. Yeah, S Club 7.
They had that song. Oops, my bad. I had a few
teams get this right.
I have never once in my
life. How many teams?
Heard a couple.
Excuse me. At least two. Excuse me, Lee. What the hell? Is an S Club 7. I have never heard of an S Club 7.
Sounds like a sandwich, like a big version of the club
like
sandwich.
Like I go into like Jimmy John's or somewhere and be like, can I get an S Club 7, a bag of jalapeno chips, and a half cut tea?
It's a club sandwich, but with 7 more toppings.
And?
Or 7 layers.
And smoked salmon?
When I read this answer, I said, why was 6 afraid of 7? Because the S Club 7.
And I hope your reaction was just like that.
It was.
Good.
Which, you know, for them, sure, they had to endure a bad joke. But for me, I love that shit. I just love that shit.
S Club 7.
Yeah, they were a...
Can you hum a few bars of their hit song?
No, of course I couldn't. And no, I wouldn't get that answer right either. But they were a legitimate thing. I remember the name for sure. And I remember seeing them.
And their big hit in America was what?
It was called Never Had a Dream Come True.
Yes, I hope they die. And I hope they burn in hell.
And I hope they never have a dream come true. Yes,
they deserve to die.
It's a follow-up to the Spice Girls, like a manufactured band. Their BBC television series was called Miami 7. They were together for 5 years. They had 4 UK number one singles, 1 UK number one album, and a string of hits throughout Europe.
Preteens at the time, or...?
They look like they're young adults. So, like between 18 and 25, basically.
S Club 7.
Musical style.
And they're all female?
No.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
It's a racially and genderly diverse.
Co-ed.
Sort of like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah, there's a strong Power Rangers vibe going on. But more like if the Power Rangers just lived on the beach.
So it's like California Dreams, but with the Power Rangers.
Sure. Let's go with that for S Club 7.
All right, let's wrap this fucker up.
Let's do it. All right. Thanks again, guys, for joining us on this episode, this 52nd episode.
Thank you.
Of... The no nonsense.
Can I ask you, did I redeem myself for my last appearance? Do you think
your last appearance was fine? This one's great too.
Too hard on yourself.
Oh, but I've literally lived in shame.
Guys, please write in and rate Jamie's performance on each episode of his so we can deliver that to him. He requires constant validation and feedback. Please send us.
If you give him less than 5 stars, he may kill himself.
At the risk of making Mark vomit over here. Stroke me, stroke me.
Stroke.
Stroke. Thank you.
As I was saying, that concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast.
It's really over.
Seriously, guys, thank you, though. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
My name is Quizmaster Lee. You can check out the No Nonsense Trivia live on Tuesdays at Gather for Ladies Night Trivia in Cape Coral. That starts at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, we're at Bury Me Brewing Company in Fort Myers, Florida. That starts at 7 p.m. as well. You can catch Mark Davis hosting trivia at Nice Guys Pizza on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Then each and every Thursday evening, we're at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral. That show starting at 7:30.
What up?
Don't forget, we're also starting up at the Palace on Mondays. That starts July 15th at 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the No-No in several ways, the easiest by sharing this episode on your social media accounts with your friends. You can also leave us a written review on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, and clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page. Thank you to our Patreon supporters for helping us out with the show. Thanks to our quiz daddies, Tommy from the Electric Mud and Tim from San Diego, a member of the trivia team going by Pat's Garden Service.
Uh-huh. So should we tell them?
We've done them an honor.
So yeah, so for the next episode you guys will hear next Monday, Lee and I had to come up with a team name for our first international team that we played together with. I'll hold off how we did until the episode so you can see. But we decided as our team name to be Pat's Electric Mud Service.
In honor of our two quiz daddies.
Tommy from the Electric Mud, and of course, Pat's Garden Service.
Thanks for your support, Quiz Daddies. Thanks also to our team captains, Kristen and Fletcher. Thanks to our proverbial lightkeepers, Elise, Aaron, Sarah, Brina, Carly, Christopher, Josh, Max, Lucas, Sean, and
Gil. It's Gil.
Big thanks also to our Rumble Snailskins, Efren, Steven, Michael C., and Michael J.
Oof. That Michael J.
If you'd like to support the podcast and get access to bonus content for this podcast, go to thenono.com and click support. You can also write us with a rate my question or a miscorrection at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com, and please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia, and on Twitter at No Non Trivia. We have a Facebook group you can join. Just search for No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on Facebook. You can talk to other listeners as well as yours truly. Eric, you're a member of the group, right?
Mm-hmm.
He'll be on there. You can chat with Eric. A live sense, almost.
Ask him what we're like in real person.
In real person.
Let me just tell you that the wardrobe and makeup and hair budget for this thing is ridiculous.
I was actually kind of surprised. I didn't think that we were.
I mean, it is glamorous right now. Looking at these two,
it's important to get the hair done for the podcast.
All I'm saying is eye candy.
Finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on your favorite podcast service. 5 stars only.
Please. Guys, listen.
Listen.
I've said it a million times. I'll say it a million more. You got to rate this. It helps us. Please rate 5 stars. A couple you have. Look, even on our Facebook, you can write a little review for us. There's some on there. We appreciate that.
And it's not that people aren't. We're getting reviews all the time. Thank you for taking the time to give those
more
to us.
The merrier though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
but we need more.
Yeah, they don't match our downloads, that's for sure.
Lee, you hungy?
I hungy just like Jamie. You're gonna write us an email about Jamie's performances, and then you're also gonna go rate us, so we'll get ours.
Please. Everybody needs them strokes.
It's a great way to support the show. If you can't become a Patreon supporter, you can at least do this. It takes 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, it costs no money.
It's just a kindness.
What are you doing?
We'll do the Joe Biden aggressive sell on this. Like, you're going to give us 5 stars.
Do it.
Just do it.
All right. Have a great week, folks. Yes, and please clap.